AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A diplomatic effort to try to end the Israel-Iran war in Geneva today. Ed Donahue on how it went.
Iran's top diplomat met with European diplomats about the war with Israel. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi emphasized there's no interest in negotiating with the U.S. right now.
Iran is ready to consider diplomacy once again. And once aggression is stopped and the aggressor is held accountable for the crimes committed.
President Trump says the talks in Geneva didn't help.
Iran doesn't want to speak to Europe. They want to speak to us. Europe is not going to be able to help in this.
Speaking to reporters in New Jersey, the president was told the intelligence community has said there's no evidence Iran is building a nuclear weapon.
My intelligence community is wrong. Who in the intelligence community said that?
Your director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard.
She's wrong.
And the president does not think Israel will stop airstrikes while the talks continue.
If somebody's winning, it's a little bit harder to do than if somebody's losing.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Authorities in southern Mexico are still assessing damage and watching rising rivers as the remnants of Hurricane Eric douse the region. Mexico's president says a one-year-old boy drowned in a swollen river as torrential rains swept over steep coastal mountains, triggering landslides and flooding. In Tennessee, a similar combination forced the closure of Interstate 40 in the Smoky Mountains, and Jennifer King reports falling rocks proved deadly for hikers in Canada's Banff National Park.
One of the two people killed was identified by the University of Alberta as 70-year-old Yuta Hinrich, a retired educator from Calgary. Rescuers rushed to the park Thursday afternoon after receiving reports of a rock slide on the Bow Glacier Falls hiking trail, which runs 6 miles along the edges of Bow Lake north of Lake Louise. Video from the scene shows a wall of gray rock sliding down, throwing up clouds of dust near the waterfall as visitors scramble away. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Twins, a bunch of them, graduating from a New York high school.
The John F. Kennedy High School on Long Island has a slew of twins in their 2025 graduating class. Principal Heather Dvorak.
We have 445 graduates, and within that group is 15 sets of twins.
Why so many?
Gotta be something in the water.
Many of the students have known each other since kindergarten. Graduating twin Sydney Monka.
We get together and it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Amanda Brake says they also talk about their twin problems.
Sharing clothes is the big one. She steals all my clothes all the time.
To Ariana Camareri, the moment is bittersweet.
We are always by each other's sides. Like, we know that each twin had each other's back.
A sentiment echoed by Emma Haney.
This is the last time we'll be walking across, like, the same stage together, like, being in the same place at the same time.
As for different colleges, Allison Perrin.
I'm excited to be on my own.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.